I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Michaela in Oak Grove says, I was having FaceTime sexual relations with a man, and his wife walked in. The wife is my hairstylist and a darn good one, so I hope she never finds out it was me. But what if she knows and she ruins my hair? Should I stop going to her?
Yeah, oh, I tell you this right now. Because you're going to leave her by there one time, you're going to have some patches. Yeah, and they know how to fix it where you leave looking good, and then tomorrow,
just all of
you wake up and your whole hairstyle on your pillowcase.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Yeah, but you know, once again, here we go. Somebody doing something ratchet, something raggedy, normalizing it. Like, you know I was wrong. You don't hear none of that. You think I should stop going over there because she do my hair? That's all you need to know.
That's all you got out of that.
That's what you came away with.
I'm mad.
See, I'm telling you, man, the world we in today is just abnormal is normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, yeah, I think you should just go on and wait and see how it go. Go on down there. Go on down there until she find out. And the beautiful thing about it is she could never find out, and then the beautiful thing is she might know now. So the only way for you to come to peace and terms with this is to go down there and sit in that chair and find out. Now, if you find yourself getting choked by that damn cake, then you know she did.
Gamble. All right.
If you go back in that shampoo bowl and it's full of water already...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You got a thob around your chest? Yeah.
Whoa.
She know.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to Jermika in Scranton. Jermika writes, I had sex with a guy and we later realized we were better as friends. I introduced him to a friend of mine and they're dating. He wants to tell the girl that we had sex. She's my friend and I don't care, so why does he? Does she need to know?
Who is this dude?
Why are you telling
her? That ain't no real dude.
Who is this dude?
Yeah.
Y'all dating somebody. Y'all need to do a check on him. y'all need to find out who he really is. It's something in his background y'all need to look into. Yeah, y'all need to run a background check, because obviously he got
Maybe he'll feel better if he gets it off his chest. You know, start with
what
a clean
slate. What man feel better getting that off his chest? What man?
Why is it on his chest? Why is it there?
Why is it a concern, right, and a problem?
Yeah.
He wants to be honest. He wants to be honest. Sure. There are some men out there that appreciate honesty.
I tell you what. Go on, take your stupid ass down there. Go on, tell me.
She's going to dump you so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Moving on to Tiff in St. Petersburg. Tiff says, I walked in on my husband washing up in the sink. He was wiping below his waist, and then he washed his face with the same towel. I don't want his beard hair close to my face or mouth now. How do I politely tell him he's disgusting?
Lady, you need to stop.
He went from the bottom to the top.
Girl, but like she ain't been from bottom to the top.
She
y'all married. Yeah, no. Y'all married. Girl, bye. Don't write us about this here. How do I tell him he disgusting? He was washing up on the bottom and he ran. Oh no, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bottom in the front, whatever you talking about. You married. You ain't been down there and then back up to the top. The girl, stop. Bye. Bye. Next.
Beard on her.
Now, unless you're talking about he was washing his behind. Now, that's totally different. But you just said below his waist. I know what you meant. Now, you don't want it up there by his beard. Girl, bye. Stop. Stop. Who you think? Girl, stop. Stop it.
So she shouldn't.
We're not going to do this on this damn show. Stop. Now, see, I'm just saying, we just saying, okay, if he's washing his backside.
Yeah. Oh.
His dead
same
head.
Thing. Where those
now, that's washcloth. You got to throw that one away. That one has to be burned.
And then he put it on his face. Burned.
Yeah, because you put that on your face, then that's a whole nother thing. But then you ain't going to have to tell him that because that acidicness.
It's going to start burning.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're moving on.
Because your butt crack will cut through that soap right through it. Like ain't nothing.
Okay, I think we get it.
But that other part right there, bye. You need to stop. Tell me what you
All right,
need.
Last one, you Steve. Last
from
one.
From the bottom up to the top. Girl. What marriage is for?
Asa and Little Rock. Okay, you ready?
He said that's what marriage is for.
You're mad at
for.
That's what he said.
That's so you can be mad with this person and go down from the bottom to the top many times you want to. 3-4 times. Just trade. My turn, your turn, you do me. Come on, girl. No,
he said, you do.
Stop that. I'm disgusted. Man, you're going to get a divorce. Yeah, well, go ahead with the next one.
All right. Aza in Little Rock says, my wife and I have a blended family of 8 kids. Her ex-husband came inside my house last week and she offered him a drink. So I did the same thing when my ex-wife came to get her kids. Why is my wife so upset? She can do it, but I can't do it.
Hell yeah, y'all just got a little club down there at y'all. Everybody stopping in for a drink.
For a drink.
Yeah, okay. Oh, y'all got a little club now. All right. Mm-hmm. Come on in. I don't know what she's upset about. You know, I'm telling you right now, I bet not to walk in my house and a man sitting up in here drinking a cocktail.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do? Say it.
No, damn. First of all, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. You know, and somebody you was with sitting up in my house drinking liquor. Man, boy.
But it's the father of
cuss.
Her kids.
You
I thought he was.
It's the father
of
the kids.
Hey, you pick them kids up out in the car. They coming out.
Hey, babe.
Hey, sit your ass in the car. Be out in a minute, man.
But he was thirsty.
Hey, dog, I see you. They'll be out in a minute. How you doing, dog? You good? Yeah, we do all this hollering through the screen, though. All this. Hey, man, y'all be safe now.
Yeah.
Take care.
On the way out. Mm-hmm.
As soon as he back out to drive, your punk ass.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.